Farm Network.
We wrap up our series on tax preparation tips with AgCentric Farm Business Management instructor Ron DeVertstein. DeVertstein says a change in the tax law means most machinery that is sold will not be subject to capital gains taxes unless you sold it for more than what you purchased it for.
So the old example that a lot of us will use is, you know, the 4020 John Deere tractor that you might have bought many years ago, say for $8,000, and you sold it this year and you got $10,000 for it. And if it was fully depreciated out in that situation, $2,000 of that sale price would be a capital gain that is actually, for most of us, would be at a lower tax rate than our ordinary income tax tables are. And then the other $8,000 would be the ordinary income.
In general, DeVertstein says the new tax law should provide some tax savings for most people.
All of the tax rates, we still have 7 tax rates for both married couple and joint. The tax brackets were lowered each bracket by roughly 3%. And there were some adjustments, especially for married filing joint were in the lower brackets. Some of the brackets widened out. So there should be a little bit of tax savings for most people, but it's not a huge windfall saving that many people had in mind coming into the year after all of the press that we heard about last spring.
A long term